Part 1. 1 week before the crash. 1. Tegan. I'm not sure I'll make it to my front door. It is approximately 50 feet from my little Ford Fusion to the entrance of the apartment complex where I live. 50 feet isn't far. Under the best circumstances, I could run it in seconds. But not tonight. I live in a studio apartment on the second floor of a small apartment complex in Lewiston, Maine. It's a terrible neighborhood. But right now, I can't afford better. My shift at the grocery store ends after dark, which means that it's pitch black outside right now. There used to be a streetlight illuminating the path from the parking area to the complex, but the bulb blew out a month after I moved in, and nobody has bothered to fix it. Once I kill the headlights, I won't be able to see 2 feet in front of my face. I turned off the engine in the car soon after parking because I can't waste any gas right now. It's cold enough that even within the car, I can see the puff of air from my own breath. In Maine, the temperature in December is always well below freezing. I peer through the windshield, and I can just barely make out the entrance to the building. There's no street light, but there's a tiny light just above the doorway that will make it possible for me to see the keyhole to unlock the door. It's also just enough light to see the man lingering in the shadows near the doorway, waiting. I'm shivering as I shift in the driver's seat, which isn't easy to do these days. A sharp electric pain shoots down my right leg, which has been happening to me more and more lately. The doctor told me it was something called sciatica, caused by an irritated nerve in my spine. I thought my life was about as bad as it could get, and then I went and irritated a nerve in my spine on top of everything else. I squint into the darkness at the man by the entrance, wondering what his business is here. It's too dark to make out any of his features, but he's relatively tall and lean. He's wearing a long, dark trench coat, which doesn't make me feel any better. He strikes me as menacing. But to be fair, everyone looks menacing when cloaked in shadows. His intentions could be entirely innocent. Maybe he's visiting a friend in the building. Maybe he's an undercover cop. Not likely. Maybe he's, well, I can't think of what else someone might be doing here at 9:30 in the evening. My point is, he isn't necessarily here to mug me. Anyway, I can't sit in my car all night. I reach into my purse and remove the bottle of pepper spray I've taken to carrying around, and I relocate it to my coat pocket. If this guy wants the meager contents of my wallet, I'll make sure to give him a run for his money. I move my house keys to my other pocket for easy access, and then I grab the bag of groceries on the passenger seat and heave it into my arms. Mr. Zakir always gives me a massive discount on soon-to-expire groceries, and I refuse to leave them behind just because of some creepy man outside my building. That lightning bolt shoots down my right leg again as I climb out of my Ford. My coat hangs open, but there's not much I can do about it, because it doesn't zip closed anymore, and hasn't for several months now. There's nothing functionally wrong with the zipper, although a broken zipper would be fairly consistent with the state of my life these days. Now, the reason my coat doesn't close anymore is that it no longer fits over my distended belly. I am nearly 8 months pregnant. As soon as I step out of the car, my swollen feet scream in protest. Over the course of a double shift at the supermarket, they have expanded to nearly twice their original size and barely fit in my sneakers anymore. I straighten up as best I can, and the cold air smacks me in the face. I've become increasingly fatigued over the course of my pregnancy, especially later in the day, but that ice-cold wind wakes me right up. I slam the car door behind me, and the man leaning against the front of the building jerks his head up. I still can't make out much more than a silhouette, but he's now staring directly at me.